A big thanks to Ian the Inventor from Twitter for bringing this one to my attention from themirror.co.uk. A video has appeared showing a weapons manufacturer testing a futuristic railgun capable of firing projectiles 6 times faster than the speed of sound. Battleships of the future could carry electromagnetic railguns capable of hitting other boats up to 100 miles away. In a video released by US weapons manufacturer, the Blitzer railgun is shown firing projectiles at speeds of up to Mach 6, 6 times the speed of sound. The video comes from the latest test carried out last week by San Diego-based General Atomics Electromagnetic Systems, GAEMS. Electromagnetic railguns have been in development for years and use huge amounts of kinetic energy to fire projectiles without the need for explosives. Powerful electromagnets create a magnetic field in a chamber that pushes out the bullet at speeds of 4,500 miles per hour, about 3 times faster than a typical bullet, which travels at 1,700 miles per hour. The railgun could be used to attack targets on sea or land because of their extensive range. They also free up battleships from having to carry traditional explosive materials. Nick Bucci, Vice President of Missile Defense and Space Systems, told the Mail Online, "completes the risk reduction and technology maturation of the individual components of our electromagnetic railgun-launched hypersonic projectiles. We continue to fire and test our projectiles in an open-range setting, allowing us to collect and analyze a significant amount of performance data under real-world conditions. GAEMS isn't the only company experimenting with the technology. BAE Systems in the UK is also developing electromagnetic railguns. These things have no explosive components. It's simply magnets, and it's simply based on kinetic energy. That's the weight of the projectile, and also what it's made of. And let's not forget, we have to find another use for all that depleted uranium that we have lying around. And of course, our Royal Navy will be under the control of the European Union, because as it says in the Lisbon Treaty, all member states have to have their civilian and military assets available to the EU. That means they can take command of these things and use them any way they like.